International Cycling Organization officially bans men from competing in the women's category. By Warner Todd Houston on July 14, 2023. Competitive cycling's international governing body, the Union Cycliste Internationale, UCI, has now officially banned male-born athletes from competing in the women's category. On Friday, the UCI released a lengthy statement updating its policy, which will now bar any transgender woman cyclist from competing in women's events if they transitioned after going through male puberty. The meeting of the UCI Management Committee was held following a seminar on the conditions for the participation of transgender athletes in women's cycling events, organized by the UCI on 21 June, at which the various stakeholders, transgender and cisgender athletes, experts from the scientific, legal and human rights fields, and sporting institutions, were able to present their respective positions, the statement read, according to Fox News. From now on, female transgender athletes who have transitioned after male puberty will be prohibited from participating in women's events on the UCI international calendar, in all categories, in the various disciplines. This rule pretty much eliminates all trans female athletes from being able to compete in the women's category, as very few trans people perform their transitions before puberty. The organization added that the scientific community has not been able to show that merely lowering testosterone eliminates the advantage that athletes born as males have over natural-born females. In this context, the UCI Management Committee concluded, considering the remaining scientific uncertainties, that it was necessary to take this measure to protect the female class and ensure equal opportunities. The organization cited a paper on the topic written by Xavier Bigard to shore up its position on the science. UCI President David Lapershant reiterated that cycling is open to everyone, including transgender people, and added that UCI fully respects and supports the right of individuals to choose the sex that corresponds to their gender identity. Still, he added that the current scientific consensus does not support trans women competing with natural-born women. However, it has a duty to guarantee, above all, equal opportunities for all competitors in cycling competitions. It is this imperative that led the UCI to conclude that, given the current state of scientific knowledge does not guarantee such equality of opportunity between transgender female athletes and cisgender female participants, it was not possible, as a precautionary measure, to authorize the former to race in the female categories, Lapershant wrote. The new rules will now replace the changes the UCI made in 2022 that lowered testosterone levels for trans cyclists. But the rules still did not prevent male-born Austin Killips from winning title after title in the U.S. UCI's move comes on the heels of British Cycling's decision to ban men from competing as women, a rule that went into effect in May. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.